Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
I don't know if we know the words to that. We'll check in with
them. UALR's our team.
Here we go. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to probably the busiest guy in college sports right now, Chris Curry. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Baz, today I am outstanding, and I am never too busy for you and Roger.
Well, listen, you're such a loyal guy
to the
shows,
Coach.
on the buzz, and you're a faithful listener.
I'm a 609er.
You're 609er.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah.
And listen, I know Justin, I think, pointed out yesterday. We did, you know, you are so kind and thoughtful to all the folks who support you. You know, everybody, you were returning text all night the other night. Because I think Justin and who else was it? Trey Schaap got a response from you like at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got an early morning response from you. The fact that you did that in the midst of all this craziness says a lot about you.
Well, we share a common love. I was doing all my texting and high level business from a corner booth at the Waffle House.
the best place to do it.
I'm a big fan.
I am too,
so,
buddy. I am too. That's you get great work done at the Waffle House.
Some high level business happens at the Waffle House, but there wasn't any way I was going to sleep, and all these folks that have supported and texted and encouraged. I feel like it's important to respond, and I'm thankful for everybody that's following us, and we can't win without everybody.
Well, it's been another historic run here. It was historic last year. You made it more historic now. What has it been like, say, the last 48 hours for Chris Curry and the program?
Just a constant frenzy, you know. Got media all day, which is wonderful. I mean, I'll tell the story of Little Rock baseball to everybody. Mm-hmm. For these players and for this program. You know, that's one of my jobs, and so I'm going to embrace it. It's really hard, Baz. It's really hard to get to Super Regional.
Yeah.
And so, absolutely, we plan to go every year. We're going to work to go every year, but you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know when it might happen again, and so we're going to embrace it, enjoy it. You know, my job is also to kind of shield the players from too many distractions, and you know, they're getting pulled in a lot of different directions and hearing from a lot of different people, and long lost aunts and uncles, and you know, and things, and it's all wonderful, but at the same time, you know, just making sure that everybody knows about Little Rock baseball and using this stage and platform to tell everybody and gather as many fans as we can.
Roger, I think we talked to Coach Curry, I think it was the week before your last series of the regular season, before you went to the OVC tournament. And we were recapping the year before where you stumbled into the OVC conference tournament last year, I think with three straight losses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got your heads handed to you, if memory serves me right. And so we were talking about that several weeks ago. And, you know, and of course, you go, been there, done that. You went to the regional last year. And so here you do, you were getting ready, and you do the same thing. You lose three in a row the last three games of the series, the regular season series. And yet it's tournament time, brother, and something happens. A light switch turns on. I don't know what you do, but you boys know how to play tournament time. You're 16-3, I think, maybe 17-3. I can't remember. 16 or 17-3 the last 2 years. Do you know what the secret is? Is it something? What buttons are you pushing?
You got to call in and talk to David Basil, and after that, you get hot.
That's it. Okay.
You got us hot. No, yeah. We get down to the end of the year, and you know, if it's not going our way, and there was a scenario, Baz, this year where, you know, if we'd have taken care of business, we could have won the regular season. But once Friday night didn't go our way, once some other things happened around the league and we knew mathematically we couldn't win it, I immediately shifted our focus to the tournament, and I had to get their minds off of, hey, this weekend, this last series at home, even though it's frustrating, and I don't ever want to lose at home, especially to a rival, it's not about this weekend. This is not our season. So let's just get back to playing good baseball and playing our best when we get to the tournament. And I really try to reset their minds when we get on that bus and we pull into the stadium of this is brand new. We're 0-0. We're just trying to go 1-0. There's a lot of kind of hashtags and slogans out there for us right now. There's chip in a chair. That's lethal. There's but 1-0 is what we say in the locker room, because this thing is so big and it takes so long to accomplish. I mean, we had to win 6 games in 7 days at the OVC. Mm-hmm. You know, you go down to Hattiesburg, man, you got to win 3, maybe 4 games. You know, a super regional is 2 out of 3, and then Omaha takes 2 weeks. I mean, it's a lot, and you just can't digest it all as a player. Unlike football, where it's, hey, it's one night, you know, 60 minutes, here we go, fellas, and you guys know how I love football, and college football especially. It's just a different animal. And so you've really got to dial it back, and you've really got to use the coach cliches of right now, in the moment, 1-0, let's win this. Yeah, and we even, Baz, we even dial it back. Let's win this inning. Let's win this at bat. Let's win this pitch. Let's win this out. And these are college dudes, 18 to 22. I mean, you know, one of their strengths is they're really good about thinking about just what's going to happen the next minute. That's kind of the way they live life right now. There's not a lot of forward thinking about what job they're going to get. So you kind of tap into that and go, okay, you guys want to think about what's next in just the next 5 minutes. Let's have a good at bat. Let's throw strike one. Let's just win this inning. And so that's what we try to do in tournament ball.
Well, watching your team, I'm telling you, it looks, and, you know, I'll give you credit. You know, you played Ole Miss during the regular season. You played Arkansas. I think that helps. The team you're going to play, Troy, did the same thing even more. I think they had like 5 or 6 midweek matchups against Alabama. Just a ton. I think playing those kind of games probably helps you. But, boy, watching your team, I'm telling you, just like last year this time, it looks like you guys aren't scared. You're just as good as anybody on that steps on the field. Your pitching looks great. I mean, it's just a different level. And you did a good job. You brought in some good players in the offseason, some key guys. And it just looks, you know, your guys look different. It's just weird. And so does Troy. I watched Troy last night beat Florida. I mean, they look the better team. I mean, so it's going to be exciting to see that match up there in Troy with you two.
Yeah, we start in the beginning, and you know, if you really do a dive on our roster, you know, Baz, a lot of our guys have been through kind of power four, quote, big stage programs. The kid we started, Nick Bronzini, in the championship game, you know, he pitched at LSU, and then Washington, and then our place. And another kid pitched at Kansas, and then Blake Simpson, the most valuable player at the tournament, he started at Missouri all 3 games first weekend. And so we talk about the stage, we talk about the moment not being too big, and we talk, you know, there's a great line from, I'm a movie guy, you guys know that, and Catch Me If You Can, you know, Leonardo's DiCaprio's dad says, say, you know, why the Yankees beat so many people, they get caught staring at the pinstripe. don't get caught staring at the name on the front of the jersey. These are just regular ball players just like you. A lot of them went through a JUCO like you. A lot of them transferred like you. And so we don't ever get caught staring at the name on the front of the jersey. The moment is, the bigger it is, the better it is, because we don't have anything to lose at Little Rock. That's the way we feel.
We're visiting with Chris Curry, head coach for the Little Rock Trojans. Hey, what do you have any details on the Super yet in terms of time and, you know, what time you play and that kind of stuff? When you're leaving?
Yeah, so we were waiting. I had heard that 9 o'clock Eastern time, which would have been obviously 8 o'clock Central, they were going to announce when we were playing. They had to wait for the Auburn Milwaukee game to finish. They had to wait for obviously the Troy and Florida game to finish.
Right.
And then there's I've heard that they're supposed to announce pretty soon if they haven't already. I'm kind of keeping one eye on social media and the email. But you know, unlike the regionals that all start on Friday, you know, some supers start on Friday, some start on Saturday.
Right.
And so depending on when we play, that'll trigger our itinerary. But we'll travel 2 days before our game, and we'll get down there 2 days before, and then we'll have a day before walkthrough practice, and then we'll have a lot of media and rules and umpire meetings and things like that, and then we'll have our game. And so we'll go down 2 days in advance, whatever day we play, but we don't know yet.
The stadium, I think, seats 2,500. Roger, I'm looking at the time. It's 7 hours and 45 minutes from Little Rock to Troy, Alabama. That's a very drivable deal. I don't know what kind of support you're expecting. I know you've had, I've seen the fans that have shown up to support you this year. It's a really loyal group, but I'd love to either one see a good group go down there beyond what you normally have had, or maybe when you guys at least send off to have a great, and I'm sure you'll be, you know, send off, I'm sure you'll be announcing that time as well to be able to do that, correct?
We will. Immediately, right after the game, you know, Frank Cuervo, our athletics director, you know, we actually met in the hotel breakfast area, had another high-level meeting there about, okay, let's start getting this in order. Let's have a send-off for the guys. Here's how we want to travel. Here's what we want to do. You get a ticket allotment from the NCAA. As far as their stadium, we're very familiar with Troy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first got the job, we were in the Sun Belt with
them.
You bet. And I started doing some number digging yesterday, and I've coached in 20 games against Troy just since I've been here.
Wow!
And so we played three. None of the players have played against them, but we're familiar with the town, the ballpark, kind of. It's unique. It's cool. It's got a kind of a big green monster wall in right field,
mm-hmm.
And then their fans. It's open chain link, so the fans can sit on the outside of the outfield wall and watch from out there. And then they've got kind of dugout to dugout. They've got some chair backs and things that they've done, but it's not Alex Box Stadium. You know, it's not Oxford. It's not Fayetteville,
yeah,
and even, you know, Southern Miss.
Yeah,
they sold 6,000 tickets. Though they sold 10,000 tickets for a 6,000-seat stadium. So that first game against Southern Miss, that was loud too. So we're going to be excited for the environment, but we've also played in big environments.
Yeah, by the way, Southern Miss, Raj, the team that Arkansas, the Little Rock Trojans beat, won the conference that Troy is in. So familiar conference, familiar foes. It's going to be interesting. I know the nation, I was reading some of the national folks, love this matchup. I think it's great too. I think it's going to draw a lot of national attention. I remember last year we talked to you after the whole situation down Baton Rouge. You said, you know, you were talking about how much it meant to your program to get that kind of national exposure. Well, you're going to get it even probably five times more all this week and this weekend. So we're
Before we go, yeah. go away, I just want to say, I remember, Coach, I want to say, I was telling Baz yesterday, I remember all the support that we had around the table when we were all eating at Christmas lunch over at Highland Dairy this past year, and everybody's just excited. I think you were pretty pumped and positive about your team coming in, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I did, and that's one of the – I look forward to that meal right there. I mean, just sitting around with, you know, the Colemans and the Hendrixes and David Rowe and, you know, it's great food. They I think the caterer was Joe Klein.
I think Joe sat with us this past year. Wasn't Joe there with us for a minute or two?
Joe's there holding court, and it turns into a barbershop real quick.
But, it was so fun. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but those guys are the backbone and the pillar. And I have had so many messages, you know, me one-on-one saying, how can I help? What do you guys need?
Yeah.
And, but it can't start today. All that support's got to go back for years. And it does from day one. And so now I'm excited for folks like us, those who have been with us for years, to now see some fruition that their investment in us from a relationship standpoint and monetarily is paying off, and now we get to give back to them and say, hey, come along for the ride, be there with us. But you can't win, Roger, without those folks, and you know that. But it's so awesome, just hometown friends that now we're getting to be on a national stage, and they get to be a part of it too.
Absolutely.
All right, last thing. So you mentioned movies, you love movies, and we do too, as you know, on the show. Your delivery on the Super Lethal was outstanding. Pacino, De Niro would all be just the way you delivered that. You were just, I don't know if you had that because you said they were lethal before. After they won, were super lethal, super regional. And then
it's on Monday's page, by the way.
Yeah, so yeah, we've actually got that clip. So that was one. And the other's the chip in the chair. So I don't know. I did not see you. I guess you said that at the press, one of the postgame press conferences. Maybe it was after Southern Miss win. But I've started seeing it hashtagged everywhere. And so, of course, I looked it up. And so I saw where the first time that was used. Where did you first hear that phrase? And when you decided to drop it? Because it's a great line, you know, but where did that come from for you?
Well, it started last year, you know, when we started, it didn't really go viral, but we were standing in our clubhouse because we were the eighth seed, and we were trying to convince them, all you got to do is get to the table.
Right.
You know, in poker, you just say, hey, just deal me in, you know, ante up. Yeah. And you just keep winning and you keep adding chips. That's where that came from. The lethal came from some national writers I follow describe this as dangerous. And this is maybe a character flaw of mine, but I didn't really like that because dangerous to me just meant they might get you.
Right, right.
They be careful. You can get around them. You can handle them. They're dangerous. You know, don't touch the hot stove or it'll burn
you. Gotcha, gotcha.
And I just it came out of my mouth before I could get it back. No. We're not dangerous. We're lethal.
I like it. I understand that.
There's a big difference, and I'm a big Navy SEAL, you know, military guy, and Chris Kyle, you know, dangerous means just kind of watch out, you know, walk around them. Lethal is if you come too close, it's going to be a bad deal.
Right on.
And I'd use that to pump up our team and say, you guys are lethal, man. You can pop anybody.
Well, listen, it's been so much fun to watch. You're such a class act and a good dude and a heck of a baseball coach. So
yeah.
Continued success. We'll be cheering you on this weekend. And you've got the stage. The stage is yours, my friend. Have fun with it. Smell the roses and go win, man. Go win and get to Omaha. How exciting would that be? And congratulations to you so far. And good luck this weekend.
Thanks for calling us, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for fitting us in, Chris.
Hey, anytime. You guys are top of the list, and let's put this on the calendar for next week.
Let's do it. All right, sounds good. We like it. All right, Chris. See you, buddy. Thanks. Chris Curry, everybody. Here you go.
Chris Curry, everybody. Let's go out with him.